The Clock House. In order for the estates to work, there were very strict and extremely complicated rules, which their members knew precisely, even though there were no official statutes until a few years ago. The rules and practices were handed down orally from generation to generation and were not written down. After being unequally distributed, the water continued flowing down a channel to the highest part of the Old Town, where the first distribution chamber in Ingenio was situated. That was the starting point of the complex water network, which served as the structural core of the town. More than 20 kilometers of channels and chambers that distributed water all over Ingenio. The course of the water will mark the passage of our route, just as it marked the historical development of Ingenio. The estate's total mass of water was shared among its members in 32 calendar days of 24 hours each. In other words, irrigation could be carried out at any time of day or night. To make better use of water for irrigation, it was divided into two periods of 16 days, called doulas. The shares of water that members received were measured not in volume but in time, so someone who owned 2 hours of water could irrigate their farmland for 2 hours every 16 days. So what was this house for? And what is that clock doing in the middle of the room? This house was where they determined when each irrigator could use their water. A person who worked for the estate was responsible for notifying each user of the time when it was their turn to irrigate their land. Since very few people had watches before the mid-20th century, the reference point and the way to stop people cheating was the clock you can see. The estate's clock didn't mark the time of day, it marked the sharing of water. Every member of the estate came to this house to check their irrigation time. If they had a watch, they could synchronize it with the estate clock and open the water from their assigned distribution chamber when their turn came to irrigate. If not, they had to return to this house until the clock marked their time, and at that moment, they had to run to the appropriate distribution chamber and let the water flow to their land along the irrigation channels. This was known as the water run, and it was normally done by the youngest members of the family, who tended to be the fastest runners.